two adult children living at home, things are tight. Lynn Bowie for CBS News Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all closed at record highs after an inflation report came in lower than expected. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
With this report, Social Security benefits will increase by 2.8% starting in January. That annual cost of living, or COLA, adjustment is based on consumer prices from the third quarter.
The Pentagon has ordered an aircraft carrier strike group to sail from the Mediterranean Sea to the waters off Latin America. It's an unprecedented escalation in the military's war on alleged drug traffickers operating in international waters off Venezuela. CBS News Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
This is a major step forward, and my good friend David Martin, who worked before me at this position, he said there's no flex like a carrier strike group. So that's what we're seeing here.
New York Attorney General Letitia James was defiant today after pleading not guilty to federal mortgage fraud charges.
I will not be distracted. I will do my job each and every day, and that's why I'm headed back to New York, because there's work to be done standing up for the rule of law.
CBS's Scott McFarland says James will try to get the charges thrown out before her trial in January even begins.
Federal prosecutors bringing cases against people who argue they are Trump's political enemies, who may eventually argue there's a vindictive selective prosecution underway. It's also possible Letitia James makes that argument too, files another motion to dismiss this case in the coming days and weeks, arguing that she is being vindictively prosecuted, unlawfully so, for political purposes.
The FDA says more than 141,000 bottles of cholesterol medication are being recalled. Atorvastatin calcium tablets are the subject of the recall. The numbers from Wall Street's record-setting day, the Dow up 1%, NASDAQ closed up more than 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. Someone driving at 3 a.m. in Racine this morning turned out to be a hero. A passing driver spotted flames early this morning at a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue. They got out, woke the people in the home, and called 911. Everyone inside got out safely. Officials blame an electrical issue. Flames and smoke will be visible near I-94 tomorrow in Racine County as Caledonia firefighters conduct controlled burns at the old South Hills Country Club. The site is set to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center. Racine officials say Wisconsin's first safe haven baby box surrender proves the program is working. The newborn left at Fire Station 4 last week is healthy and in state care. Four of those safe haven boxes now operate statewide. A former Greenfield High assistant track coach faces child enticement and sexual assault charges involving a student last year. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Bennett Schmidt threatened self-harm if the student cut off contact. The district says he wasn't a teacher and passed background checks. Racine County's Crawford Park just opened 8 new pickleball courts as part of a park improvement project. More upgrades, including new basketball backboards, are coming soon. Downtown Kenosha's Fall into Fun Fest runs tomorrow. It's at Veterans Memorial Park outside City Hall and gets going at 11. The free event features pumpkin decorating, costume contests, music, and free streetcar rides. Most places will do trick-or-treating next Friday, but there are some trick-or-treat times Sunday afternoon in the area. Candy distribution will take place this weekend in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, and Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. An MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a 5-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series, and I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 48.
Time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
All right, friends, let's hop into the old time machine. No GPS, no seatbelts, and definitely no cup holders. And let's head straight back to 1970. The WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion is brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. In the news in 1970, America launched the first jumbo jet, invaded Cambodia, and held a very first Earth Day because after the 60s, even the planet needed a little cleanup. Gas stations were full service, milk came in glass bottles, and every kid in town drank straight from the hose without worrying about hydration levels. Parents did not text their kids, they just yelled out the front door until you came home. And on the radio in 1970, we were listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Teach Your Children. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Them with yours, they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you
just look at them and sigh.
From 1970, it's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Teach Your Children on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1970. Now, Graham Nash wrote that song and he held true to the values he espoused in the song when Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Rush released the single Ohio, a Neil Young composition about the Kent State shootings in June of 1970, just as Teach Your Children was climbing the charts. Many pop radio stations would not keep two songs by the same group in rotation at the same time, so Teach Your Children was prematurely dropped from a lot of playlists and stalled at number 16 in the U.S. Nash, though, had no problem with it. His M.O. was to change the world for the better with his music, which he knew they were doing with the song Ohio. Well, in 1970, we lost Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, the 27-year-old pop singer or rock singer who took little more than 3 years to get to the top, was found dead yesterday in her Hollywood apartment. The coroner said she died of an overdose of drugs. As Joplin once said, maybe I won't last as long as other singers, but I think you can destroy yourself today by worrying about tomorrow.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to the Jackson 5 and I'll Be There. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970.
Thank you.
1970, it's the Jackson 5, and I'll be there on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1970. Now, Michael Jackson was just 11 years old when he recorded that song, and that song was the Jackson 5's fourth and final number one hit. Well, in 1970, the U.S. government literally tried to blow up a beached whale with dynamite, and it did not go according to plan. Here's the scene. Florence, Oregon, November 12, 1970. A 45-foot, 8-ton sperm whale washed up on the beach and started to, well, smell like a biological weapon. Local authorities weren't sure how to get rid of it. Burying it was out, the tide would uncover it again. Cutting it up was too gross, so the Oregon Highway Division decided to handle it like road construction debris by blowing it up. They used a half a ton of dynamite, hoping the whale would disintegrate into small seagull-sized chunks that nature would take care of. Instead, when they detonated it, huge chunks of whale blubber rained down over a quarter mile away, smashing car roofs, terrifying onlookers, and coating the beach in greasy whale bits. The explosion was captured on film by Portland TV reporter Paul Lindman, and the footage has since become legendary, one of the earliest viral news clips in history. The best part? The Oregon Highway Department later admitted that using a little less dynamite probably would have been a good idea. Well, on the radio in 1970, we were listening to The Ides of March and Vehicle. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. Need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
From 1970, it's the Ides of March and Vehicle on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1970. Well, the Ides of March were formed in 1965 in Berwyn, Illinois. Their name came from a line in the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar. Jim Peterik, their lead singer, was 14 at the time. The horn section was added in 1968, and they were all teenagers when that song was released. What were we watching on TV in 1970?
Suddenly made
you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered in 1970, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Judy in the sky. Hey, that's what.
tonight. I'm taking everything in sight. I'm tipping the strings of my kite. Just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, there was a music video made for this next song long before MTV. The OJs made a music video for Love Train. It mainly aired in Europe, where many of the shows played these clips. In the video, the OJs take a group of children on a train to Griffith Park in Los Angeles. From 1972, it's the OJs and Love Train on WRJN.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, but remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Racine firefighters say smoke alarms didn't make a sound, but a passing driver did and likely saved some lives this morning. It happened just before 3 a.m. at a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue. A statement says a passing driver saw flames at the top of the house and quickly alerted the people inside and called 911. Crews found the flames shooting from the roof when they arrived. Everyone inside made it out okay, but one cat is still missing. The cause looks to be electrical. No injuries were reported. A week after Wisconsin's first Safe Haven baby box surrender, Racine officials say it's proof the program is saving lives. The baby left at Fire Station 4 is doing well and now in the care of Child Protective Services. The city says the safe, anonymous handoff shows how vital the boxes can be. There are four of them across the state. Racine's box was installed about a year ago. Racine County's Crawford Park has joined other local parks by opening more pickleball courts. Eight courts were officially opened this week. Additional park upgrades like basketball hoop backboards are expected shortly. Downtown Kenosha will be full of fall fun tomorrow. The city's Fall into Fun Fest takes over Veterans Memorial Park right outside City Hall starting at 11. Kids can decorate pumpkins, show off costumes, and join in contests for prizes. There'll be music, face painting, and free streetcar rides, too. The event is free. Several communities do have trick-or-treat times Sunday afternoon. Be careful on the roads if you're driving in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, or Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 48.
Somebody the way I love you. your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Happy Friday. It's Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters to tell us about all the new movies opening up this weekend. Brett.
Well, the first movie we have is the highly anticipated Regretting You. This is rated PG-13 and is based upon a Colleen Hoover novel. This is a drama romance that centers on the strained relationship between a young mother named Morgan and her teenage daughter, Clara. And it's exuberated by the fact that Morgan's husband, Chris, died tragically, forcing them to navigate life's challenges together. The next movie is Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, rated PG-13. This is a docudrama about Bruce Springsteen's journey crafting his 1982 album, Nebraska, which emerged as he recorded Born in the USA with the E Street Band. Chainsaw Man is an R-rated anime movie that's being released, and for the first time, a Chainsaw Man slashes his way onto the big screen in an epic action-fueled adventure that continues the hugely popular anime series. And lastly, we have Shelby Oaks, an R-rated horror thriller about a woman's obsessive search to find her missing sister that leads to a terrifying mystery. Whether it's a drama, a biodoc, an anime movie, or a thriller for the Halloween season, your local movie theater has you covered this weekend. Make your plans to go to the movies.
Hi, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic? smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. It can grow stronger every day, yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see
news and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, from the locker room to Lambeau Field, WRJN's own Mike Clemens brings Wisconsin sports home. Award-winning coverage of the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers every hour, every weekday. See what's coming up next at WRJN.com.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, fisherman's daughter,
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day,
I'm gonna have to get my knife and my paddle. before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Hits, WRJN. We are your home for high school football, and we've got Level 1 WIAA playoff action tonight as Kenosha Bradford takes on Racine Case. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. Pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7. Hear it all right here on WRJN, brought to you by Lee's Deli and by Main Street Bakery. Your Friday night tradition continues. High school football tonight on WRJN.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love of feeling. You lost that love of feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you'll find every day. So don't. Don't let's
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then at 6:40, it's high school football action with Dick Graceffa. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got the feeling again. I'm yours, baby. Here I am, baby. You got the feeling again. That I really didn't mean. Ah, hey! Yeah, yeah, didn't I? Oh, babe, seen a lot of things in this old world. When I touched them, they meant nothing, girl. Ooh, babe, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Ah, I'm yours. Ooh, wait, babe, you set my soul on fire.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Los Angeles. National Guardsmen are working at food banks inundated with requests for help as the government shutdown continues.
Many pantries rely on USDA funding, which is drying up. Margaret Dickinson has managed the food pantry at Cavalry Episcopal Church in Louisville, Kentucky for 43 years. She says this week was the first time they've run out of food with the need so great.
It's just ballooning like crazy.
Lynette Lau is president of the Association of Community Ministries in Louisville.
We feel like this is the tip of the iceberg.
Because SNAP benefits will be cut starting November 1st, potentially leaving millions more people in need of food. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump's war on drug traffickers is ramping up.
In recent weeks, the U.S. military has blown up 10 alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific. White House Advisor Stephen Miller says President